Planet Linux Cafe in Coral Gables is a place where hackers, developers, and computer whizzes hang out, drink coffee, and talk about the future of technology. The cafe recently started accepting Bitcoin. Bitcoin ATMs have popped up recently, and Bitcoin can even be used to pay for plastic surgery and gift cards.
We want to promote the Bitcoin, because Bitcoin is a universal currency.
Daniel Mary is part owner of the cafe.
With Bitcoin, I pay you, you are in China, you are in South America, in Europe. It's 5 minutes, you have the money.
Kenneth Mtral is CEO of CoinGig. His site is an online marketplace where people can purchase goods with Bitcoin.
The majority of our customers now are people who already know about Bitcoin and kind of been involved in the whole scene. But people who have no idea about Bitcoin, it's kind of like you got to teach them step by step what is Bitcoin, you know, what does it do, what does our site do.
Mtral says once people figure it out, they're hooked. There are a couple of ways to get Bitcoin. You can sell stuff like Mtral does, anything from waterproof binoculars to Angry Bird earrings. You can also buy it online with money, or you can mine for it. That was the original way to get Bitcoin when it started in 2009. Miners essentially solve a complex math problem and are rewarded with Bitcoin. And just like the stock exchange, the value of Bitcoin fluctuates. Today, it might be worth $300. Tomorrow, it could be $150 or $600. Chris Snyder is vice president of Hack Miami. He says Bitcoin is sort of like paying with any other wallet app on your phone.
Let's say I order my meal, I get my bill, it's $10, for example. And just let's say Bitcoin's at $600 flat. So that would be... that'd be 60 micro Bitcoin. So they would give you a QR code that you can scan on your phone. Within a few seconds to minutes, the transaction's verified across the Bitcoin network and the payment's complete.
The difference between Bitcoin and cash is that Bitcoin is anonymous and not tied to a personal bank account or any other financial entity. Charles Evans, a professor at Florida Atlantic University, says that while there's some skepticism from financial institutions, the Bitcoin movement has legs.
We haven't been given a red light. And if they were going to snuff this thing, it should have happened by now.
Evans is one of the founders of Miami International Bitcoin, a meetup group of about 200 people hoping to grow the use and understanding of Bitcoin in South Florida and beyond.
But the thing that's really exciting about Bitcoin is that here in South Florida, we are closer to dozens of foreign capitals than we are to Washington, D.C. This is about being able to do business with people outside the United States who currently are very poorly served by existing financial infrastructure.
Like some of the poorer Latin American and Caribbean countries, says Evans, where banks and credit are less accessible and where many people already have smartphones. The conversation will continue at the North American Bitcoin Conference in Miami Beach in January. I'm Lance Dixon in Miami.